The power of Christ compels you.
Unworldly.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unnatural.
The power of Christ compels you.
And destructive.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
I want to play a game.
Luch and Jake, 3 to 6 here on Soul FM. Oh yeah, here we go. Here's Coolio with Gangster's Paradise coming up next. We've got your useless fact of the day, so stay tuned. Here with Luch and Jake on Soul FM.
As I walk. Call 911 now!
Luch and Jake here on Soul FM.
Soul FM, let's get it on. That was Coolio with Paradise.
Yeah, it's a banger of a song.
It's a good song. It's a classic song. Hope everyone's having a beautiful day. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake. But right now it is time for...
Fire your useless ass, cuz!
Yeah, that's right. It's useless fact of the day time, because we always start off our show with, you know, something...
Become quite of a thing.
Yeah, it's just starting to thing. Start off with something really useless. Now, I find this one really useless.
Well, I haven't heard it yet.
Okay, so...
I want to hear it as well.
Did you know... that if you drive to the sun at 55 miles per hour, it would take about 193 years.
I actually think that's a bit of, like, it sounds like a bit of an understatement.
True that.
But then, like, oh, it's a century though.
It's, well, there's no point. Why would we even go to the sun? We'll just die anyway.
It's useless, that's why.
You can't even get a car into space without, like,
rather drive to bloody Huntley. There's nothing there.
Drive to Hamilton.
Oh, just get a STD on the way.
Mm-hmm. Why not? Right. Who cares?
Just catch a cheeky bug.
Anyway, so that was your useless fact of the day. Stay tuned for more yarns and banter. Coming up next, here's Niche and Mystic with It's On here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
What do you get when you mix a Māori from the bush with a Chilean from out west? You get two brown boys, two microphones, and one hell of a radio show. Nothing but pure gold with these two brown boys. So listen up, catch the boys weekdays from 3 to 6. Luch and Jake, here on Soul FM.
Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake. Coming up next, we've got Drake and Bob Marley. Also, we're going to have a quick yarn about the Olympics, because, you know, it's on fire. It's great stuff. But right now, here is this girl.
Luch and Jake here on Soul FM.
Drake with One Dance here on Soul FM. Let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake. So yeah, we're gonna have a quick yarn about the Olympics, because I can tell you what we're doing. Today was a good day.
A good day compared to a lot of other days. We've done bloody terrible.
Yeah.
The mics. Yeah. But yeah, today we knocked a couple in. We got into the semis. Was it the semis or the finals?
Semis for the women's hockey.
Yeah, we got into the semis.
We did really bloody good in that one, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
I reckon that was a good boost, because, you know, the men's lost yesterday.
Shocking loss.
Oh, that's a big loss. We were in the lead by 2-0. Last 4 minutes, they scored three goals.
Yeah, it was a bit
I guess that was just
moment.
Good as a bit of a boost up for the girls, you know. And, you know, they wanted to get redemption for the boys.
Yeah, I mean... We're not even close to finishing the Olympics yet, and we still got a lot of other sports.
Mm-hmm. We got Lisa Carrington with the canoeing, kayaking.
Oh, sorry, kayaking,
that's
not rowing.
Right,
yeah. The kayaking, I reckon we could take that out of the bag, easy peasy.
What else is there? Oh, yeah, we got men's shot put. We got Jack O'Gill, who has a broken foot but is still competing.
Well, he doesn't need to throw it with his foot, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but there's all the turning and twisting, and I think he's a lefty.
Oh, you use your hips for that, man.
Oh,
yeah,
you may never know. And then there's Tom Walsh, who's doing shot put as well. Also, we've got the pole vaulter, the one that Brayden really likes, the hot one.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot her name, but apparently she's hot.
I mean, the Olympics is known for having hot people in there.
Exactly.
I
I can't. I've got a personal favorite from America.
Oh yeah, you do.
Alexandra Raisman.
Yeah, because Jake doesn't like Simone. What's her name?
Simone Biles.
You don't like her, eh?
Nah, she's a good gymnastics, but you know.
I wonder why you don't like her.
I didn't say I don't like her, but you know.
Well, good. We've got to play some more bangers.
No, I can tell you what. You know what? Here's Schaefer with Fadeaway here on Soul FM.
If you've come here to listen to some smooth, soothing music, well, you're wrong. Straight out of Trap City, this dynamic duo is up all in your face. Catch the boys from 3 to 6 here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys, Lucha and Jake. I hope you are having a beautiful day here today. Oh, it's absolutely pearl of a day. You know, we were outside before having a quick munch, if you know what I'm trying to say.
We were out in Myers Park, and it was beautiful. We were just spinning the yarns.
Just
before Mahi, you know. So we came here, and now we're going to, you know, do the classic yarns, the classic music that we always play.
Mm-hmm.
We also got the useless fact of the day coming up next.
Because, you know, we always start off with something really useless.
Exactly,
and you need facts in your life.
Yeah.
And we just got to make sure that they're...
Every day you learn something new.
Yeah, exactly. But right now, here's I Got with Fast Crew here on Soul FM. Let's cook. And I've got California Love with Tupac here on Soul FM. Let's get it on. I'm really excited for that movie, even though it's come out in America.
Yeah, we haven't seen it yet, but it's going to come out soon, apparently. And hopefully it hits the screens very, very soon.
Oh, yeah. You're kicking it back with your boys, Lucha and Jake. And I can tell you what, it is time for... Fire your useless ass cuz. Yeah, that's right. It is useless fact of the daytime, because you know what? We always start off with something really bloody useless.
So I've got this one here. It's quite off-putting. I've just found it. Did you know that Coca-Cola would be green if colouring weren't added to it?
Oh.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be anything like V. It would be just green, like Shrek. So yeah, I mean, imagine that. I mean, because I think Coca-Cola is unhealthy as much as it is.
Yeah.
Just drinking it straight. Imagine it being green.
That's actually really off-putting.
It'd be like Mountain Dew.
Oh. Ew.
We don't like Mountain Dew.
No.
Because
I can't stand it.
It's terrible, eh?
No, even though I had it today, but that was a cheap drink.
Yeah, and you shouted that. Yeah, so you got that for free.
I got that for free. But, like, does that happen with every, like, would that happen with every other, like,
I don't know.
Fizzy drink?
Would that happen with a Sprite
or a Red Bull?
It's transparent.
Exactly.
Oh, we'll find out for you. We'll tell you guys soon.
We'll find that up. But right now, here is Will Smith with Getting Jiggy Wicket here on Soul FM.
Jim Jake here on Soul FM.
Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys, Luch and Jake, for your Wednesday drive. Hope you are having a beautiful afternoon. Coming up next, we're going to have a quick yarn about the Olympics.
Yeah, something that happened recently. It was quite devastating. Ooh. It's a bit disgusting as well.
And we're doing very well today. It was a good day for New Zealand.
Yeah, it was a good day for New Zealand.
Yeah,
hopefully it can continue as well throughout the week.
Hell yeah. But right now, here's 50 Cent with In The Club here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unworldly.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unnatural.
The power of Christ compels you.
And destructive.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
I want to play a game.
The power of Christ compels you.
Luch and Jake, 3 to 6 here on Soul FM. Somebody to You by The Vamps featuring Demi Lovato here on Soul FM. Let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys, Lucha and Jake. Now I want to have a quick yarn about
the Olympics.
The Olympics, you know?
Okay, so this today, you know, we had a bloody good day for New Zealand. We did quite well in the kayaking, and it's also going to carry out tomorrow. Hopefully we can win another gold. And we've also got heaps to look forward to, especially with Lydia Ko. Hopefully she can take that gold out in the golf, in the women's golf. Yeah, but anyway, I want to talk about a couple injuries. We all remember the 8 Said guy, the French gymnastic.
8 Said?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
remember he broke his leg. He's recovering well. So he's walking in again. So it was a bit of a dislocation. But here's another one with an Armenian weightlifter. He dislocated his elbow.
Poor bastard.
Lifting 77 kgs. His arm just snapped. Just like that. And like, yeah, I mean, 77 kgs isn't much, to be honest, for a weightlifter in the Olympics. But yeah, hopefully he recovers well. But if you want to check out the video of his arm popping out of his socket, go to Luchin Jake on Facebook and also chuck us a like and a follow.
Also share it to your family and friends. But hopefully he gets a good full recovery.
Yeah, hopefully.
That's the same with the other gymnastics dude too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, poor bastards, I can tell you that. So that's that. We're going to quick yarn about the Olympics. Coming up next, we've got Destiny's Child with Survivor here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Ruthless. Reckless. Dangerous. And most importantly, brown.
Oh, come on.
These fresh off the boat brown boys are your typical idiots who know how to crack a laugh. From spinning a yarn about the latest and greatest to roasting a bunch of idiots who are just idiots. So tune in to Luch and Jake from 3 to 6 on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake. Hope you are having a beautiful afternoon. Coming up next, within the next hour, we've got your new sport and weather. Also, we're going to have a quick danger yarn because I love doing dangerous yarns.
Yeah, anything that's dangerous happening in your week. Well, this week, something happened to Jake. Oh, he witnessed it.
I witnessed it. It was crazy.
Almost witnessed a mass murder.
Oh, no. Not that serious, mate.
Oh, okay. Not that serious.
It's crazy.
Okay, but it's still crazy.
It's
like Korean crazy.
Exactly. So that's coming up within the next hour. But right.
They send their cars over. And now they're beating us economically. They are not our friend, believe me. But they're killing us economically. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. But we don't know, because we have no protection.
These boys have shut down the system. Now, catch Aotearoa's most wanted, Luch and Jake, from 3 to 6, here on Soul FM.
Soul FM, let's get it on. You're kicking it back with your boys Luch and Jake for your Wednesday drive. Hope you are having a fantastic afternoon. Coming up next, we've got your danger yarn. Also, we've got a little bit of Maxi Priest there too. But right now, here's a song that just, you know, makes me believe.
It just inspires us to believe. You know, we came to this radio station.
And like, it's all...
And now look at us, you know? All because we believed.
Do you believe in love after love?
Those aren't the lyrics.
Oh, just...
But who cares? This is a banger here.
Here's Believe with Sure on Soul FM.
You are now listening to The Wake and Bake with Luch and Jake.
Can you dig it?
Bringing out the best that radio has to offer.
Can you dig it?
So strap in and get ready.
Can you dig it?
Always up to no good, these boys know how to crack a laugh and deliver the best in current affairs, whether it be entertainment or bloody John Key.
Oh, come on.
So catch us from 3 to 6 on Soul FM.
Oh, yeah!
Nick Frandiani here on Soul FM. You're here with your boys Luch and Jake. Now I've got something really crack up because you know what it's time for, eh?
I'm feeling very dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
So it's the danger yarn of the week, and we haven't done this in quite a while, actually.
It's been a long time since we've done a danger yarn.
It's been about 2 weeks. But anyway, this story was actually quite recent. It was last week.
Yeah.
And Jake told me the story, and I couldn't stop laughing, but, you know, it's just a funny story.
It was hilarious, bro.
It is dangerous.
It was so funny. All right, so I was on my way to course, right? It was raining, it was wet. And,
it was early morning, mist.
It was early morning, and it was a bad day with the weather. And so I'm walking up, and then this Chinese guy is walking towards me, and he's on the phone, and he looks like he's having a good yarn, probably with his missus.
Yeah.
And then he gets the, you know, those slippery grating things?
Yeah, so it's basically those things where they open up and they do a lot of electrical work.
Yeah.
But it's on the ground and it's metal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so exactly. He's walking towards that, and I'm like, oh no, something is bad to happen here. So he's walking, and then he gets to the grated slippery thing, and he slips over, falls on his back, smacks his head, and he just screams, "Ah, shiver!" Before I was just like, "Oh, are you okay?" Like, I was gonna say, "Are you okay?" But as soon as he screamed, "Shiver!" I just cracked up laughing. I couldn't stop laughing. Oh.
And if for all you guys who are listening now and you don't know what Sheba means, I suggest you search it up on Google Translate in Korean. It is a...
it's either Korean, Chinese, Japanese.
Nah, it's Korean.
Is it Korean?
It's Korean, yeah.
Oh, okay, so sweet.
It's a very bad
I did
word.
Not know.
So we're not, I'm not going to say it here on the radio, but what I am going to do is we're going to play some more bangers.
That's the one. And I can tell you what, coming up next, we've got Coldplay with Adventure of a Lifetime here on Soul FM with your boys Luch and Jake.
Ruthless. Reckless. Dangerous. And most importantly, brown.
Oh, come on.
These fresh off the boat brown boys are your typical idiots who know how to crack a laugh. From spinning a yarn about the latest and greatest to roasting a bunch of idiots who are just idiots. So tune in to Luch and Jake from 3 to 6 on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
Soul FM, you're here with your boys Luch and Jake. Now coming up next, we're going to talk about that whole gastro situation down at the Hawke's Bay.
Yeah, so our national waters have been contaminated, so we're going to have a yarn about that soon.
Yes, but right now here is Shafu with Waka. A little bit of a Māori jam, Kiwi jam right here on Soul FM. Let's get it on.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unworldly.
The power of Christ compels you.
Unnatural.
The power of Christ compels you.
And destructive.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
I want to play a game.
The power of Christ compels you.
Luch and Jake, 3 to 6 here on Soul FM. Soul FM, you're here with your boys Luch and Jake. The current time is 6 to 5. Hope you're having an awesome afternoon. Now we're going to have a quick yarn about this whole situation about the gastro down at Hawke's Bay.
Yeah, so what has happened here is in Hawke's Bay, they've infected their water supply, leaving over 1,000 people sick. More than 20 people have already been admitted to the hospital, and also 3 deaths. The schools have been closed, and John Key has had a word on this. He's appalled by this.
He's disgusted.
He's also got more people investigating in it because obviously the Hawke's Bay investigators haven't been doing their jobs very well.
Mm.
So he's actually sent down the other Ministry of Health to go support that.
Okay.
And by the looks of it, the mayor of Hawke's Bay is actually going to resign. He's had enough. Everyone's putting the blame on him. And so he's called it. It's game over. He's got an election running, and I doubt anyone's going to have to vote for him.
That's the bond.
And also...
What?
This is leaked news, breaking news as well. I'm not taking the piss here. They actually knew that the water was infected 24 hours before.
Oh!
Yeah.
Sneaky bastards!
Yeah, so the Hawke's Bay Council, they knew about this.
Yeah.
And they didn't tell anybody for 24 hours. That's a whole day of contaminated water, which left over 20 people in hospital and 3 people dead.
So I am disgusted!
I mean, and they don't know if chlorofading it will clean it, because they're not too sure what the disease
is. Like, how dirty is this?
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're trying to flush out all the waters.
How did this happen? How did this happen?
I don't know. Someone's losing their job.
That's the bond.
Anyway, that was a bit of a negative side, but right now we've got some more great bangers, and after that, we've got the new sport and weather, traffic updates, and then more great bangers.
Oh, here's Nick Jonas with Jealous here on Soul FM.
Luch and Jake here on Soul FM.
Ain't no mercy. Ain't no mercy.